Welcome to Salem Sacramento's Community Today, focusing on topics and issues of importance to the Sacramento region. If you have questions or concerns about today's program, we'll let you know how to get in touch with us at the end of the show. Community Today was recorded earlier.
Well, hello there. My name is Mike. Thank you so much for being here with Community Today. We are talking to Commissioner Michael Paravagna of the California Commission on Disability Access to talk about the need for accessibility among businesses. Michael, thank you so much for being here today and welcome to Community Today.
It's a pleasure.
Can you, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is as commissioner?
I've been working with disability issues since 1975. And recently, the last 8 years or so, I've been a part of the California Commission on Disability Access. The mission of cooperation is to create an understanding between the business and the disability community, which results in access and inclusions for persons with disabilities and more business for people who are running businesses.
Yeah, so almost like you're kind of a liaison between business owners and the disability community.
Correct. We're trying to create an understanding of the needs of both parties so that there can be a point that facilitates communication, facilitates access to the businesses, and that people are more comfortable dealing with each other.
Oh, okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about what you guys are actually doing in the community? I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just like what's actually being done?
On a global picture, we look at litigation that has to do with physical access relative to businesses, which is covered by Title III of the ADA, and we advise the legislature on an informal basis. We also create training tools to assist businesses in understanding access and how they can improve their operations to enhance their business and to enhance inclusion for a diverse group of people within the community. Many times people are wondering why there's such an emphasis on disabilities and disability access. Our number of people with disabilities in our communities are expanding dramatically. Baby boomers are getting older. By the time we are 65 years old, there's a 50% chance that we'll be a person with a disability. So you can look around your family and think, is that me? Is that my significant other? Is that my brother or sister? This impacts all of us over time. So we're preparing for it. And the steps we take to create the access is, in fact, for people with disabilities today, but it may be for you tomorrow.
What would be some examples of some of the things that you guys provide business owners to help them be better inclusive with the disability community?
About a year ago, we did a checklist for construction access. There is a national trend where individuals will hire a licensed architect to design a project, have it plan checked, have it built by a licensed contractor, and inspected by local jurisdictions, and they open up in their access issues. Our checklist is designed for people to identify the problems early on where they're easier and less expensive to correct. We've also created a guide for outdoor dining and accessibility, which is a response to COVID-19 so that Russian tourists can move operations outside and not negatively impact access for people with disabilities.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So you're trying to work with the businesses to get it done earlier. Now, disability overall is a broad topic. So specifically, what aspect of disability does your commission focus on?
We generally deal with a broad aspect of disability. We're looking at how the disability is impacted by the environment. So we're looking at those kinds of disabilities that would fall into that category. But some experts claim there are over 900 different kinds of disabilities, and the CDC is estimating that nationally we have 61 million Americans with disabilities. So it's a vast population, which creates part of the problem for people who are not a part of the disability community to understand disability and know how to respond to it appropriately. So that's kind of what we're doing, is assisting in that effort.
And I know this next question is a little off topic, but do you guys offer resources? Is there stuff for someone who maybe doesn't have disabilities to be able to understand what those 61 million people are going through? Or do you guys have any tips on how to be able to better understand what it's like?
Yes, we do technical assistance calls. We also have a website that is designed to help people understand the various implications of disabilities in different environments. And our website is www.dgs.ca.gov/CCDA. And people can get on that website and explore questions, or they can call the office with questions. And if we can't answer the question, we know of other resources, such as the United States Department of Justice or EEOC or the Jobs Accommodation Network, so that we can hook people up to the exact resource they need to respond to the issue they're facing.
Oh, perfect. Okay. What are the most common barriers experienced by the disability community?
There are several. There's getting into the environment. So the wheelchair ramp is too steep, or we frequently find that there are issues in the parking lot. Sometimes it's communication. Sometimes it's an employment issue. If you look at it in a broader perspective than we do at the commission, there are emergency management issues. There's accessible meeting issues. There's just the whole thing of being included in the various elements of American life. What we've got is a factor where our constituency base is changing. We have more people on the planet now with disabilities than we've ever had before. And because of that, we're having to change the way we operate, both in government and in the private sector. And that's why we're here to help, so that people can learn what they need to do to make it work for everyone.
Now, it really seems like the disability community and businesses have faced tons of challenges just in general, but I imagine those are even more difficult with COVID-19. So how has that affected public accommodations and how these communities are interacting with each other?
There's a couple things that come to mind immediately. One, as I mentioned earlier, the outdoor dining guide that we produced, because businesses were needing to expand their operation to parking lot areas and other areas out of doors. And that created, in some cases, barriers for individuals with disabilities. So we were into the act of providing guidance so that that expansion into out of doors could occur without compromising the access. And there are other issues, too. Many people with disabilities want to attend public meetings. And one of the benefits, I believe, of COVID is that we have been meeting virtually now as a group, and many other government jurisdictions have been doing the same. And we're learning better how to set up a meeting so that it can reach more people and they can participate in government operations. So it's both a negative and a positive, but we try to always look for what we're learning in the situation and how to generalize that over to other forms of access.
I will say COVID-19 has been very difficult, but it has been interesting how it's worked to change our world, to help make things inclusive, not just for the disability community, but for so many. And it's been a change, but I feel like it's almost a welcome change, even to help us slow down a little bit outside of, the disease itself, how it's affected us culturally.
Yeah, I agree. And it's a matter of slowing down enough to learn from it as best we can and try to improve our operations so that things work smoothly and people can be served in a healthy fashion.
Absolutely. Now, you've created an open air tool. Do you feel that this tool is enough to assist businesses in preparing for accessibility? And are there any additional steps that should be taken? And can you tell us a little bit more about it in general?
The tool is a good starting point. If you look at disability in a global sense, it is far-reaching and ubiquitous in terms of the kinds of things that people are going to need to face. I think that it's incumbent upon businesses to understand how their business impacts people with disabilities. So you would look at getting an access review from a certified access specialist so that you know as a business person what you're facing and could make a good faith effort to begin to create access and bring more business in. I think businesses should have a plan in terms of what they can do in a given period of time, like a year, and then revisit it, and what can you do next year, and how have people with disabilities experienced the business? Have there been complaints? Have there been issues? Ask yourself, if you're a business person, how a person with a wheelchair can use your restroom. How does a blind person know what's on your menu? What kinds of things do your staff know about people with disabilities in terms of appropriate language in interaction in a respectful manner, where do you need to go? What kinds of improvements do you need to make?
Yeah. Now, what stands out to you most, or that you guys are most proud of when it comes to that open air tool that you we've been discussing?
For me, the timeliness. I think it was really something that the California community needed because of COVID. And we were there in a way to be able to say, here's some information that you can use right now, and that if you use this, your chances of creating more barriers are markedly reduced. Your chances of creating better access and more business is increased. And I think that's exactly where we need to be as a commission in terms of making the changes that we all want to see in our state.
Well, Michael, I appreciate your time today. Can you tell us a little bit about how listeners can learn more about improving accessibility among businesses and also get other resources that are available from the CCDA?
Check the website at www.dgs.ca.gov/CCDA and feel free to call the commission office with questions. Look at the resources there. Look at the questions that you're seeing and observing in your business, and there's where you need to start to make things happen and to improve things. Also, get an inspection by a certified access specialist so that you have a map in how you create business and adjust to the changing constituency base that we're all working with.
Excellent. And I assume most of these resources, like the open air tool and different things, are free for businesses to be able to use and explore.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for all of the hard work that you guys are doing and just standing in the gap and being the bridge between businesses and people who have disabilities, because there's so much stuff that someone just doesn't know, because if it's not in your face every day, you don't know about it. So thank you again for being the bridge for that. And how can people find out more about what you're doing? Can you give us that website one more time, how to get in contact with you and take advantage of all of these amazing free resources you have to make sure that businesses and everything are just as friendly for those with disabilities as they are for everyone else?
www.dgs.ca.gov/CCDA.
Excellent. That is the place to go to get all the resources you need to make sure that your business is disability friendly and to find out more ways for you to be able to connect with the disability community. Michael, thank you so much for your time and expertise today on a topic that so many people we have limited access or limited knowledge on. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, hello there. My name is Mike. This is Community Today. And we are talking to Commissioners Michael Paravagna and Chris Downey with the California Commission of Disability Access. Commissioners, would you guys mind introducing yourselves to our audience and telling us a little bit about what you do at the Office of Disability Access?
Yes, I'm Michael Paravagna. I've been with the commission since 2008, and I serve as the legislative chair for the commission, where we look at issues that are pertinent to the legislature and give them informal advice upon their request for guidance on disability issues.
And Chris?
Yeah, hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. My name is Chris Downey, and I've served on the California Commission on Disability Access since, I believe, 2013. And I serve on it as an architect, someone who deals with the built environment, as a small business owner, but also as a person with a disability, in that I lost all my sight back in 2008. And so I'm sort of in a unique place on the commission to help sort of bridge between the different communities, the architectural fields, the business communities, and the disability communities, to try to find good workable solutions, sort of looking out for all interests. And I'm currently serving as the chair of the commission.
Excellent. Now, that I had not known that about you, Commissioner Downey, that you yourself had lost a lot of your sight. And that's such a unique role to be able to sort of put your feet, I guess, in both camps and being able to help people better understand what it's like to be someone with a disability and how to help them better understand that. That's awesome.
The thing, it's actually sort of a great thing about this commission. It really is about building those bridges between these different communities and providing that conversation, the community, that just to start working together and not seeing the others and sort of bringing us all together as one unified California.
Yeah, I like that. Now, Commissioner Paravagna, can you tell us how and why this commission was created and also who established this commission?
The commission was established by the California legislature, and they did so after recognizing that there was an information void, an understanding void between the disability community and the business community. And we needed to be there, or someone needed to be there, to begin to share information, to share an understanding, to identify resources, to demystify the issue of disability for the business operator who may know a lot about running his restaurant, but not so much about disability access, so that we can create that inclusion that's so important to all of us.
Yeah, and can you discuss the makeup and the diversity of the commission real quick as well?
Yeah, the commission is made up of two general bodies. There's the business members, and then there's the members who are representing the disability community, so that both perspectives are present. We also have the state architect on the commission, and we have members of the legislature and a representative from the Attorney General's office.
Excellent. And Commissioner Downey, what are the goals of the commission?
The goals of the commission are to create a barrier-free California in public accommodations. So it's really about just, you know, implementing all these different guidelines and accessibility regulations to create that inclusive environment. And part of that is also to reduce litigation in this area by making it easier to do the right thing, to provide the tools to do the right thing, and to look out for the small business owners as they look to welcome people with disabilities into their place of business.
Could you just share a couple examples of what those goals, practical examples of what those goals might look like for a business owner or for the disability community?
Well, the commission has created a number of different tools. The inspector's construction checklist to help make sure that the right questions are being asked throughout the construction sequence of a project in new construction, so that things are properly built in and confirmed before you're trying to open, and then they discover there's a problem. So it's really sort of a proactive heads-up tool for inspectors and smart business owners and contractors to stay ahead of the game to make sure that what they're doing is going to create that barrier-free, accessible environment once it's opened. And then there are also things like restaurant guides, helpful information about how to make sure that environment is accessible to people with disabilities. And importantly, in this time, the curbside retail and dining guide, really providing sort of that reminder that just because the business has moved out to the curb or the street or the parking lot during the COVID times, that in doing that, there's still a requirement to maintain an accessible environment, to maintain the public right-of-way, and all the sorts of things. In the guide, it doesn't provide all the answers, but it points out where to go, and most importantly, encouraging business owners to engage a certified access specialist to inspect their curbside or their outdoor business to make sure that as they've made that transition, that they're maintaining all the accessibility regulations that they need and that they're providing these new services in an accessible way.
Excellent. And that kind of feeds into our next question is, you guys have a lot of resources available, but how do you plan to accomplish all of those goals in getting businesses on board?
Outreach and education. That's a big part of the commission. It's about sort of reaching out to business owners, facilitating that dialogue with the disability community, but really sort of making it easier and easier to do the right thing, providing examples, providing case studies, and also working with jurisdictions across the state to develop programs that encourage the creation of the accessible environments within their communities. And so there's so much that can be done of sort of showcasing those successful endeavors, but successful strategies in different communities. And also, we facilitate a lot of community town halls in different locations around the state to address particular issues and items that come up as points of concern. So it's really about increasing communication, outreach to everyone, and to really make it easier and easier to do the right thing and provide more and more reasons why to help the business owners understand the importance of doing that to help their bottom line, to get more customers into their front door.
What have you found to be the biggest challenge or barrier to making these things happen or accomplishing these goals?
Help people wrap their minds around how big this issue is and how they can manage it by taking one bite of the elephant at a time. And when people begin to see why something is required, they begin to buy in. And some of the regulations are written in such a way that the why is not clear to someone who is not a part of the disability community. But clearly, everyone would agree, we don't want a wheelchair to tip over. Everyone would agree, we want patrons to be able to successfully and safely use the restroom or park in front of the business as other people do.
Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. If you don't know the reason why, it's hard to follow through on everything else.
Yeah, and an example of that is that there's a requirement that signage, including Braille, be posted on the strike side of the door 60 inches above the finished surface of the floor. And I've had people say, well, why there? Well, it needs to be in a specific place so people who are blind know where to find it.
That's something that I would not have even thought of. I would just think it like the placement, as long as it's there, it wouldn't be a problem. But it makes sense to know that this is where I need to look each time for it.
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay. Gosh, see, you're already helping me understand stuff better. Those are the things that I love, that there's people like you guys who are working so hard to make things like that a reality. So, Commissioner Pavone, how can our listeners get involved in what you guys are doing and help support the work that the commission's doing?
Well, all our meetings are public, and you can join and listen in and contribute to subcommittees and become involved in the projects we are involved in. You know, there's also just learning more and helping us by understanding what questions you're facing. This needs to be a dialogue of communication with all Californians that represent a broad spectrum of issues and perspectives, so that we can bring the state together as one, so that we create the access that we all want to enjoy. So that website, again, is www.dgs.ca.gov/CCDA.
And can you tell us just one more time all of the resources or some examples of the resources that people can find at dgs.ca.gov/CCDA?
Well, you can look at our meeting minutes and see what issues that we're grappling with. You can look at the outdoor restaurant guidance that we've produced. You can look at the checklist for accessibility and construction. There are issues on there to deal with disability access and awareness in terms of the appropriate language. There's also an ability to talk to us about specific issues that one may face, and we can refer to other organizations and websites that may have the specific issue that someone is looking to resolve.
Cool. And in our last few minutes here, would either one of you mind sharing an example of how your organization's work has really made an impact, that really sticks out to you maybe in the last year, a couple years, that is like, this is why I do what I do?
So I think it's unique across the United States in that it's not about building code, about making codes, accessibility regulations. It's not about sort of taking one side or the other. It's about solving problems. It's about bringing all our communities together, all the different constituency groups, from business owners to people with disabilities, the legal profession, the construction industry, and really solving these problems. The Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1991. It's been around a good while, and we're still struggling to make the environment, built environment, accessible to people with disabilities. And I know from my experience, as I've joined, unexpectedly joined the disability community, it's such a rich and important part of this community. I've really benefited from that exposure, that involvement. And it's important to me and exciting to me to work with this commission for this state to really try to make that our environment really inclusive of all these people and sort of create a place where everybody's not just for the benefit of access, but for the benefit of being there, of being able to participate fully and really contribute as part of society and of this great state.
That's awesome. Well, thank you both gentlemen for your time today. That website, one more time to get some more information, is dgs.ca.gov/ccda. You guys have a wonderful day, and thank you for all of the amazing things that you and the commission are doing to help unite California and be a bridge between business owners and the disability community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Community Today, a public service of Salem Media Group. If you have comments or questions, send them to us at Salem, Sacramento, 1425 River Park Drive, Suite 520, Sacramento, 95815. Or reach out through the station website. Thanks for listening.